Would you like to come on a journey from Limerick in Ireland to Cork in Ireland, but come through some of the back roads? Well, if you're interested, this little journey is going to go through a place called Cathair Conlish. And I'm quite sure that for some people that's exotic, because when I hear local place names in anywhere in the world, they're all exotic to me. So here I am in a car. It's minus 1.5 degrees Celsius, and it's 8:27, and it's a Monday morning, and I'm driving back down to Cork from Limerick. And I'm going to focus mainly upon the road, the journey, the places passed through, to give you a bit of a flavour of what rural Ireland can be like. And I've already been experimenting in the last few minutes in the car with a new recording device, which will have to be nameless because I want to concentrate on the roads. There could be black ice on this road, with the temperature underneath one, minus one. I'm a bit gingerly about the state of things. So here we go. Cars coming against me. We're driving through this isolated part of the world. Trees gaunt and leafless on the side. Cathair Conlish. Cathair Conlish. Lish. And Cathair Conlish is, like all these kind of little places along here, is mainly a one street. It's houses that were put up along the side of the road. There's a Sherry Fitzgerald for sale sign there. They're selling a field, a site, presumably a site for putting up a house in. Probably belonged to a farmer who was trying to sell off a bit of land. But nobody, of course, will buy it to put up a house there anymore. So on the right-hand side of me is a place called Ballyneety. Ballyneety. And that's where I'd go if I take a right turn. And I forget where I'd go to if I take a left turn. I think it might have said... No, I won't. I'll mislead you. I'm going to stick with the facts here now. This is Cathair Conlish. And it's got mainly houses. It's got Sheedy Oil and a Gala, that their little convenience store. And it says Cathair Conlish Laundrette. There's a laundrette right near it. So it's big enough to have a laundrette, because if it was really small, even if everybody used it, there wouldn't be enough money to repay the cost of the capital equipment you need. Now there's a sign off to the right saying Newtown. Newtown. Can't tell you anything about it. I never turn off these roads here. And there's another signpost saying River Field. So there's going to be a lot of place naming as we go along. As soon as I get to another place name, I'll come back to you with it. I'm remembering Diane Brogan and Steve Brogan, who travelled across the United States from the eastern side. And I think it was New Jersey they left. And and they travelled on a certain particular route down through the United States and down in a southwesterly direction, and ended up where they're living now in Las Vegas. But they didn't just do that journey. They communicated with other people. They connected with other people using... Well, the only one I know about is Twitter. They may have been using other means as well. But you'd see place names and chat between them and people in the places they were heading towards and in places that they had left. And it was an exotic journey for me. In fact, it was so exotic that I decided I'd go back through the hashtag that they used on Twitter. Hold on now, I've got a signpost here, son. Herbertstown. Herbertstown and Mitchellstown are in the distance, but they're a good few kilometres away. The roads are in kilometres here in Ireland. So back to Steve and Diane Brogan. They made their journey across America, which was a physical journey on the one hand, and places were named and everything, but the place names were exotic to me. They might not have meant anything, might not have been exotic to others. Well, I find that hard to believe. But because all the place names were full of associations, and they went through land that would once have been owned by Indian tribes, and land that would have belonged to the Confederate side in the Civil War, land called after heroes, land called after gods. I mean, it was really a very interesting journey by the time they got there. And the actual, of course, on Twitter, with the time stream, because it took them about 10 days to make the journey, meant that you could follow the journey. Now, this is a single audio, so, but I'm inspired by them, and I have to say, there's a sign off to the left saying that there's a national school off there. National schools in Ireland were founded in the 1830s. I think the first official national schools in Ireland were 1830s. And it's what other people would call in the UK primary schools, national schools. They were originally owned by religious orders. They nearly all are owned by religious orders. So you had, don't draw me on that. I once did a major thesis on the development of Irish education. So once upon a time I used to know rather too much for my own good about the history of Irish education. Yeah. Caroline is off to the left. In Herbertstown, 4 kilometres ahead. Well, I'm not going to do it in real time. I'm going to have to cut and stop and start. Otherwise, you won't get anywhere to Cork. And I've only got 13 minutes left on this audio. Well, yes, we passed the road to Brough. Yeah, just in case you're wondering. And the next place on the road here is called Hospital. And I've just spoken with my wife, who is down in Cork, and the temperature there is +2, and it's now -2.5. So we will be going on this journey from -2.5 to +2. And I missed here we have a place that says Hospital is 3 and Mitchelstown is 30. Well, Mitchelstown is a relatively big place. Hospital's a small place, and so here we are, and the fog is, you know, quite significant. You know, I'm, just in case you're really interested, I'm doing 40 miles per hour, 60 kilometers per hour, my foot gently on the accelerator. The sun is streaming its light over the top of the hills in the distance, so I'm not being blinded by the sun. If it was earlier in the year, I'd be blinded by the sun driving in this direction. You typically, to give you a flavor, there's a house followed by several fields and another house. It's classic ribbon development, as some people would call it here. So the fields are hoarfrost, and so they're white. And there's a sign on the side of the road saying Lotto Jackpot. A real homemade sign, you know. There are no animals in the fields. No crops being grown. It looks almost like set aside, you know. It doesn't look like as if there's any economic activity being carried on in these fields. Now, I'm entering Hospital, and this is on Uspidale in Gaelic. And it's the R513. Although in Ireland, if you stopped the car and said to somebody, could you tell me the way to the 513, they'd look at you as if you had a complete... Oopsie-daisy. I'm being stopped by a school lollipop lady. And it is a lady. And she's got a big sign and children, and she's letting 2 children cross the road. Wonderful. And she's standing here, and she's got a yellow luminous coat on her. And on the telegraph pole, or the pole there, is a sign for a flower shop. Now, Hospital is got an S bend going into it, and this is probably where there was a hospital a long, long time ago. It's certainly got a little monastery here, the ruins of a monastery. It's, you know, Tintern Abbey reduced by 20. A little monastery there. Those of you who know Tintern Abbey on the, I think it's the Wye Valley, isn't it? In as you go north off the M4 in the UK. Great place. It's where Wordsworth wrote Elegy. No, not Elegy. God, Tintern Abbey. Learned it at school. Great poem. So here on the main street, here on the main street of a hospital, I tell you, are tiny, tiny little shops. In the old days, most of these shops would probably had a license to sell alcohol. I see hospital, pharmacy, veterinary, M. O'Leary. Lots of shops that have got the names of people on them. I see a betting shop, Gannon's Pharmacy, O'Neill's Bar and Off License. You know, a lot of these are named by of individuals rather than what we're more used to, I suppose. Oh, there's a sign to Bruff off to the right and Tipperary to the left, you know. It's not a long way to Tipperary, by the way. It's not a long way. Probably about, I'd be in Tipperary in 40 minutes from here in a car. Here we are, 1.5 in hospital. Low cost fuels here. Cost of fuel is for a per litre of diesel, 1.53.9, 1.55.9 for unleaded. So 1.55, yeah, that's 1.56, we'll say. That'll give you a comparison. It's a 60 kilometre per hour driving zone here. And Country Clean collect the dustbins, and they're obviously out there. People have got their bins out, a blue one and a green one. And we're through hospital, so, you know, if you blink, you miss hospital. But it was a one street, you know. There may be more to hospital than I realise, but it certainly, we're moving on now. And the sun is coming up. The sun is coming up over the hills on the left-hand side of the road. Here, and I can see, nests of birds in the trees, or maybe they're not. Maybe no, they're the floodlit of a local pitch here. Yeah, little place here. There's the bus scullia, the bus air and bus scullia. That's a school bus on the road. There's one car in front of me, and he's poodling along, as we would say in Ireland. And I'm not rushing him. I'm not up his backside, kind of hustling him along. Very happy for 2010 car from Limerick in front of me to move at its own speed. Right. A Munster rugby flag. I had to come back to you with to let you know that, you know, this is Munster. I'm driving through Munster, and this is where the Munster rugby team gets a whole lot of support. Although the area I'm in now, which is rural Ireland, this would be major GAA territory. I don't know the names of the teams from around here, but that'd be GAA would be strong. It would be the strong community binding force. I suppose the Roman Catholic Church and the GAA would be the two community glues in this part of the world. Entering Knocklong, K-N-O-C-K-L-O-N-G. Now, Newcastle West is signposted off to the right-hand side. Newcastle West. Well, that's where a very nice guy on Twitter called Aerapreneur, James Corbett, lives, Newcastle West. So here we have a Kilmallock and Newcastle West off to the right. Kilmallock is where a second cousin of mine lives. Lots of other things about Kilmallock and Newcastle West. They're the heart of County Limerick in terms of towns, big towns, if you like. Over a little railway bridge here. Yeah, they do have railways that come through this part of the world. And down on the right-hand side here is a signpost for the GAA, Gary Spillane. Gary Spillane, G-A-R-R-Y-S-P-I-L-L-A-N-E. And that was Knocklong. So, you know, they're, you blink here and little houses here and there. Again, as I say, I wonder what all this land is really being used for. I know it's being used to attract grants from various European funds for agriculture, but I just wondered, you know, what is there any economic utility in the land, or is it all for nature conservation? The big drama was I've just passed that car. I speeded up to 60 miles per hour and I overtook. Now, there are not that many spots on this road. This is what I'll call the back road to Cork, where you can overtake with any confidence, and especially not in this weather. So I just felt enough is enough now. We've done a little bit of poodling, and that's good for the soul, and mindful driving is a very, very good practice. Now, here's another signpost, and it said Ballylanders. Now, we will be in Ballylanders in 9 kilometers. Ballylanders. Oh, it went... Did I say 9? It's now 7. If I did say 9, it means that within, you know, 100 yards of a signpost saying 9, there was a signpost saying 7.
And which appears to have led to the death of Nurse Jacinta Saldana, say they're gutted and heartbroken. Michael Christian and Mel Craig have been giving interviews to Australian TV stations this morning. Here they are talking to Channel 9's Tracy Grimshaw about how the decision was made to put the call on air.
What sort of filters did it go through?
The sign filters that everything goes through. We don't get to make those decisions. We don't get to make those calls. That's done by other people. And, you know, it's these processes haven't changed. It's always been the same. And I mean, our role is just to record and get the audio.
Oh, Barry Spillane. That's where Gary Spillane. That's where we are now. That's the place that has a GA club. Back to this question of the Australians.
Sense as presenters that the buck stops way beyond you. Is that your sort of view?
I don't think anyone could have foreseen where this would go. No one could have predicted this at all. So it's just really tragic.
Mel Craig and Michael Christian speaking to Channel 9 in Australia. Let's go to Padraig Collins, who writes for the Irish Times from Sydney. Padraig, good morning to you.
Good morning, good evening, here.
Sorry, Padraig. We did hear clips earlier on about how upset understand.
Now, Kilfinnan is off on the right-hand side. Kilfinnan, K-I-L-F-I-N-N-A-N-E, Kilfinnan. There was a guy at school with me who used to come into Limerick City on a bus every day for school. And there's another place called Galbally, Galbally. I don't know if you find these names interesting. I find them fascinating myself. Now I'm right into the teeth of the sun, if you like. I'm going to go back to listening to the radio, but I'm not going to play it to you because otherwise I won't have time to give you the full place journeys. Just, anyway, at least all that terrible situation is going on in the background. Cows. I have to record this in case I give the wrong national impression. I saw cows in a field back there. About 10 of them in a little huddle. So, there we are. There is hope for Irish agriculture, eh? No, I'm not. I can never understand why it's so. Why there's nothing like intensive farming here, but the farmers will probably kill me for saying all this. Anyway, there is a farm there. There are farm outhouses and buildings and sheds and corrugated iron roofs and stuff like that on the left-hand side. Up on the right-hand side, worth recording because it's so different from the normal thing, is a one of these electricity generators, a huge big, what do you call them, a wind turbine. Yeah, up there, alone. I mean, poor thing is lonely up there, but it's going around slowly on the side of the nearby Canuck Hill as we weave our way through this countryside. Twisty roads. I mean, the road in front of me is... What would it be if it was 20 meters wide? That would be... Oh, it wouldn't be anything like that. It wouldn't be 20 meters. It'd be less than 20 meters. It would be probably about not much more than three quarters of a cricket pitch from one side of the road to the other.